Hello and welcome to the Pod2Pod podcast, where we explore the new services, technologies, and advice that will help podcast producers and consumers. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Matthew Passy. On this episode, we are exploring visualized audio with Baird Hall. He is the founder of Wave. You can find them at wave.video. Wave is WAVVE. This is really cool software that will take any piece of audio that you have, you upload it to their service, and it will pump out this video that shows the waves of the audio bouncing. And it's a great way to promote your podcast and get it out there. And they do a lot of cool stuff to sort of help all the folks who are on their platform using their software. So this is definitely a cool interview to check out how Baird sort of came up with the idea, how to best use it for your own podcast, and why visualized audio is a very cool feature as a podcast marketing tool for everybody. We produced a couple of waves based on this interview. We'll have them in the blog post. You'll find it on all of our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, Wave will probably post them as well because that's just what they do to help the community. So check out this interview with Baird Hall of Wave, WAVVE. Before we hit the content, remember to check out pod2pod.com. It is your go-to resource for all things podcasting. There you can sign up for the weekly newsletter, check out the latest headlines, browse our directory of podcast services, surf our calendar of podcasting events, join our new Slack group for podcasters, and so much more. That's all available at pod2pod.com. Here we go with Baird Hall of Wave. Baird, thank you so much for joining us here on Pod2Pod. It's very nice to chat with you this evening.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me, Matthew. I've been a recent new addition to your newsletter. I love the content you guys are putting out. It's awesome.
Thank you very much. And I think everybody's going to be excited to hear about your content as well, your product. You are the founder of Wave, WAVVE. You can find it at wave.video. And this is basically it is an easy to use, great software that allows any podcaster, any audio creator to have visualized audio. Basically one of those sexy videos where the sound wave is bouncing in the background so that when people see it on social media or on a website, it really catches their eye and their attention. So what was the onus for coming up with this product? Where did this all start?
So it's a long story, so I try to shorten it up as much as I can. But ultimately, we were trying to solve our own problem. So my co-founder and I had been working on social audio apps for the better part of a year, where it's kind of a community-based Reddit for audio mobile applications that allowed people to talk about different topics and submit audio, comment back and forth. It was actually a lot of fun. And we had a few thousand users using it, had up to 100 hours of audio content that was submitted on our platform. But we didn't really have a way to market it. You know, as all podcasters know, it's really hard to share audio. There's really not a good way to do it. So we put our heads together. You know, we had seen what Audiogram had done, and there are a couple other groups out there kind of coming up with solutions. But we decided to build our own and solve our own problem by turning audio into custom branded video files. And we really just did it for ourselves initially to share the audio that was on our social apps. And right as we were doing that, we kind of realized there was not much of a business model behind the mobile apps and had to make some tough decisions there. But the good news was we had quite a few podcasters that started reaching out to us, and they didn't want our mobile app, but they wanted to use this new tool that we had created for turning audio into social videos. And it was a pretty quick hit, and that was just in November, so we're still fairly early. But it's been a lot of fun and growing pretty fast, but that's where it came from. I also produce a podcast for our local Startup Grind chapter. And it was all at that same time I was starting to release those episodes and didn't have a great way to share that either. So I started repurposing that tool we built for creating clips from the best part of our interviews on the podcast.
See, that's how the best startups are founded. It's based, it's usually an accident. You're thinking about doing one thing, and the next thing you know, boom, you've got a viable business model that, you know, everybody wants to get their hands on.
Yeah, it's funny that, you know, sometimes you just have to get started and, you know, get your hands dirty in an industry. And, you know, we spent a year, most of our early clients and users for the mobile apps were podcasters and radio shows that wanted to communicate with their listeners. So that's when we really started learning the industry and, you know, the problems that were out there. And it is funny how kind of things wind and come out a certain way. And I think you're right. That has how a lot of successful businesses get started.
So why do you think it is that visualized audio is so much more appealing on social media in terms of capturing new audience than, like you said, just putting out, you know, other social posts for our podcasts?
You know, it's so hard these days with there's so much noise on social media. Everybody is on every platform. Everybody's got their cues automated and they're pumping out, you know, 20, 30 messages a day. And you got to have something to cut through the noise and really stay ahead of the trends. And obviously, you know, video is capturing more attention on social media right now than anything. And, it's really, I think, that initial attention that comes from the animation in the video that's first going to get someone's attention, make them stop and think like, you know, what is this? I want to learn a little bit more. And then the combination of then getting that kind of personalized connection with the audio that we all know and love with podcasts, I think those two things together really work well in harmony to get people's attentions and, you know, not just to get them to stop, but to actually listen, process, and then convert to your website, your podcast player, or, you know, wherever you want that landing page to be.
So I know you've only been around since November, so it's still pretty new, still pretty fresh. Mm-hmm. You might not have a lot of data, but just anecdotally, I mean, do you find that it's best to have like a clip of the show as your, you know, wave, or is it better to sort of post the whole thing as visualized audio and let people enjoy it, you know, just as a basically a YouTube video sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a great question. That's the YouTube approach is something that's a little bit newer for us. We've had a couple of people come to us just this month asking for that. So we'll have some data on that in the next coming weeks. I personally think that creating the shorter clips is a better approach because usually you want to drive them to your website to where you can get them, you know, plugged into your, obviously, the subscription to the podcast. Maybe it's a newsletter, some other different channels that you want them to interact with. So that's my personal approach. But, you know, converting it to video, an interesting stat with YouTube, it's now the number two most popular search engine right behind Google. So YouTube is becoming a place that people really want to be and they want their content to be.
That's pretty cool. So basic use, you know, you come to the site, you can get a free subscription, which allows you to pretty much, you know, try it out, test it out. You get to do about 5 minutes of video processing per month, which is, you know, if you want to do a couple of short clips of your weekly episode, great. That's more than enough to get started and get tried. But so what are some of the other features, though, that can be added on that are really useful for podcasters in your, you know, higher end plans? What are some of the things that would really like capture you to say like, this is going to make you stand out even more than just having the video piece?
So there's a couple things. I think it all starts with the design.
That is the most important part. When you get started with Wave, we actually help you get that design set up and uploaded to your Wave account. We've been pretty hands-on with our early podcasting partners because, you know, we want a little bit of quality control and want it to look good. So I think that's really where it starts, is having a nice, clean design that really, really pops. But that's something that you can really handle on your end. So when you're using Wave, you can upload an MP3 file and then pick specific clips from that. Just a nice little trimming feature. But another feature that we offer is the ability to record on the spot. And I think this is really interesting, where you could, even in between episodes, or you can just record a separate segment on the fly to give a little recap or preview of what's going on. So that's another interesting feature as well. But then just, getting them queued up for social media. But really, as far as the pricing plans go, it's really just based on how much video you want to create, because that's where our costs come into play with server processing time.
Gotcha. And so the nice thing also about having these video clips is, you know, obviously you can post them on Facebook, you can put them on YouTube, but it also gives you the opportunity to put them on places like Instagram, where it's a little bit tougher as a podcaster to really get any traction. What about, and you know, part of my ignorance on this one, but what about, say, a Snapchat? Like, is there something, I know you guys have a profile there, but is there a way to upload these to Snapchat? Because that's becoming a somewhat new and sexy network to be on.
Yeah, there is. So, you know, we've one of our advice, some advice that we give to our users is just focus on one platform at a time. And that's kind of what we've been doing as well. And I've been experimenting a lot with Instagram lately and putting these videos that are created from Wave on there. I love that because Instagram, it's a little more personalized as far as the feed goes. You know, you're not following 20,000 people like you are on Twitter. And I think you're going to probably get a little bit more direct attention to the video on Instagram. By the way, you can, anyone can follow us on Instagram. Our handle is at getwave, getwavve. And we post all the videos that get created with Wave on our Instagram account. So that's a great way to do it. But to answer your question on Snapchat, yes, definitely. So after you create a video on Wave, you get an email with a download link. So you can access that from your phone, download the video locally, and then you could load it up through Snapchat and send it directly that way. I think it was just in the last month or two that Snapchat allows you to actually go into your camera roll and upload videos and also store things to your memory. They move so fast, it's kind of hard to keep up with them, but definitely possible.
Oh, okay. Because I honestly gave up on Snapchat because it was frustrating that I couldn't create stuff and upload it. So that's a pretty new feature. So I just haven't been there in a while. So now I can go check that out and make sure that I'm sharing stuff there too.
They're releasing things every month, and I feel like it's changing all the time. And so I would love if any of our Wave users are putting videos on Snapchat. I would love to hear how it's going. We just haven't. But maybe that'll be a February goal for us.
All right. So like you said, you can find them on Instagram at getwave, WAVVE. I said that correctly. You guys also are out there on Facebook. You're out there on Twitter, WAVVE on Twitter, just WAVVE. And I see you guys retweet a lot of your users on there as well. So that's a good place to also let them know what you're doing. What other advice would you give anybody who's just, they might be new to the idea of this promotional tool? Like, what's just something else to think about before getting started?
So I think one really great tactic we've seen some of our early users go after is focusing, not specifically on the show, but even more specifically on the people that you're interviewing, if you're an interview style podcast, using Wave to create videos to not just promote your show, but promote the interviewee themselves. That's been a great, really effective tactic because when that video goes up on social media and you tag that person, they see it, they love it, they love hearing their voice, they retweet it, they'll put it on Facebook, share it with their network. So it's really a great way to kick off that viral sharing effect. So I think that's a good tactic is, focusing on what is that content that you really want to highlight, that you think is going to spark interest with potential listeners. And then you also want to think about, where is your potential listeners hanging out online? What platform are they using? You should really be thinking about that in general from a social media strategy. But I think those are good places to start. And again, you can sign up on Wave with a free demo account and try it out, pull some clips. You can even share those as well. They're not going to be custom branded, but that's a great way to just test it out, try it, and let us know what you think.
So we'll definitely be creating a wave of this conversation so that everybody on the platform can hear from their founder over here. And the other question I have is, like you said, you just started in November already. It's a great looking platform. It's a great looking product. I know, I sent you a couple of tweaks and you made them really, really quickly and you guys are really receptive to feedback. But what are some of the other features that you already know are in the pipeline? They're going to happen as soon as I can get going. Other things that people should be excited about for trying Wave.
So we had a good hunch on this one, but just because of what we see podcasters already doing, but one of the most requested features has been being able to upload and change your design over time so that each episode you could create custom episode art with maybe an image of the person that you interviewed or the topic. So being able to update that card on the fly is something that we're looking to do in February, and then we are most likely going to tackle automating the posting process itself after that. So we've got some good stuff coming down the line where, we're really planning on taking this, slow and methodical to make sure that we build the exact features that people want. I think we've seen some people come into the podcasting space and, try and grow really, really fast, and they wind up, maybe over-engineering or missing the mark a little bit. So we want to hear everybody's feedback. We're very personable. We're easy to find. And we always, take feedback very, very intently and want to build it to the the best we can.
So if you have tried Wave and you've got some thoughts, reach out to them. If you haven't tried Wave, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get to wave.video, WAVVE.video. Check them out. Look at what they're doing on their social media feeds. You can get a sense of what some of the other users have produced and are putting out there. And reach out to Baird. He is open, receptive. Actually, yes, you'll probably hear from him, because if you're on the website, you get a little chat box from him. So he'll be there responding.
Yes, be prepared for that, because I use Zendesk for that, which, by the way, is a pretty awesome tool in itself. But don't be surprised if I reach out to you and try to start a conversation, even if you're just checking out the website.
It is not automated. It is actually him.
No, it is actually me. Yep.
We have been chatting with the founder of Wave, WAVVE, Baird Hall. This is visualized audio, and it is going to be the next important thing in marketing your podcast. So start getting on that trend today. Baird, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here on Pod to Pod.
Thanks so much, Matthew.